deep dives and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
What came first? The music or the misery? People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
Simone?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
Also great. Just fantastic. Great, like that last song called Lonesome Town.
Ooh, I felt that. I felt that in my bones.
It was gray and drizzling song, just like gray and drizzly weather out here. That was by Holly Golightly.
Like that. Ooh, Golightly.
Golightly. We don't go lightly here, though.
No, we go hard.
Yeah. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, everyone on CFRC. And we have a special guest in the studio today.
Seth W.J. Hunt is here.
Yes.
Hell yeah. He's in the house.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Much appreciated. Yeah.
We've been trying to do this for a while, so I'm glad we could find find a time.
Yeah, we got a real superstar.
Absolutely, yeah. Seth, you're a musician. You're in town. You play with many great bands. You've got a great solo act going on right now. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of your songs peppered through the playlist today.
Cool.
We're happy to have you on for the next couple hours.
I'm excited to be here. Let's do this.
Also, it's the first show past Valentine's Day, so
it's
going to be about loneliness and heartache.
Yeah, I think it was like, I think I've been on the last couple of Valentine's Days, and I couldn't do it this year, so I'm glad we could kind of make up for it.
Absolutely, yeah. So you brought your guitar in.
I got it in here, yeah.
And hopefully by the end of the day, we can write like an anti-love song.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Something about like how to break it off with someone you shouldn't have hooked up with on the past weekend.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that and a lot more. We've got a lot of new music today. We're going to talk nerd stuff. We're going to talk food. We talk Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why not?
You never know.
Exactly. Other than that, though, yeah, we're just going to rock out for the next 2 hours. So keep it locked.
And ready.
Yeah. We're here. We're clear. We don't want any more bears. It's CFRC 101.9 FM. Let's keep things moving in a groove. And we've got a new one from the Lemon Twigs. Here's another happy song called
I've Got a Broken Heart.
Right here.
I didn't know they had CFRC. New stuff.
Yeah. It's depressing.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Let's go.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth.
Woo! Let's do it.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Love, we're in love.
I know
that you know.
You know
that I am in love with you. Two hearts can do. I want you giving me a chance to prove my love to you.
know, they know that we are so in love. You know, I know. You who love me too.
I want you to give me just one more chance to prove my love to you.
I know
that
you know
that
I am
in love with you.
I know, you know, they know, we know that we're in love.
Six miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Bye. it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I packed my life in four doors, left my keys by the sink. There's a road that goes through the desert that gives me time to think. Out back east, the nights got heavy and the winters got so damn cold. There's a band on the local radio, never quite learned to crack the code. Now I'm heading west for a new life where the sun burns my skin. My tattoos turn to blurry lines like the ones on my hand. Now I'm sitting all alone in my house without you by my side. We could stop in Arizona near that diner that makes you look alive. And I'll call you when I'm lonely. And I'll call you when I'm blue. And I'll say the words to make you miss me. And I will try and make time for you. I just hope you're lonely too. I will try to make time for you. I just hope you're lonely too. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. I will try to make time for you. I just hope you're lonely too. The nights got heavy, but I'll sit around and wait for you. And I will try to make time for you. I just hope you're lonely too.
Don't just don't even. I don't want to. I can't right
can't
now.
Look at it.
I just don't cry. For the love of God, don't cry. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth Hunt.
Welcome back to Indie Morning Wednesday, the happiest show on earth.
That's right. Look at us go.
Oh, yeah. That was a brand new song by a young buck upstart. I shouldn't say upstart. You've been at it for a while now.
I've been doing it for some time. But I'll take it.
You're still a young buck. That was Seth W.J. Hunt with his new song, East. Very good stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Very good. Thank you for joining us. This is our Indie Morning Wake Up Valentine's Day Hangover Show, where we're going full tilt breakup songs today.
Okay.
Yeah, we also heard in that last set, Bastia Bulat with Fool. We had Sharp Pins with their new one, Fall in Love Again. We had Etta James with Weird Love. That was a bit of a nicer one.
That was cool. Yeah.
And then we opened it up with the Lemon Twigs and their new one, I've Got a Broken Heart. But speaking of that last song we just heard, East, Seth, what was the inspiration for that? I only just heard that song for the first time last night.
Oh, really?
I'm late to the party on that one.
Okay, cool. Welcome. That one I recorded in my bedroom. It was just like a voice memo recording that I slapped into GarageBand.
Nice.
And then I put a little bit of reverb on it, and then I just was like, yeah, I'm just going to release it. But yeah, that one's about living east, and you know, we get a lot of bad snow and weather and stuff like that, and it can feel kind of lonely, kind of isolating. So I just wanted to just like one mic, one take that song, and just like exactly like no tweaks. It was like, this is how I'm feeling at this exact moment. And I feel like a lot of people have kind of resonated with it, especially being from this area where this isn't the most ideal time of year. So I don't know, it's definitely a wintertime sad song. For sure. Yeah.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, and we're happy to have you in today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Coming at us live in the quarantine booth.
Yeah. 8:20 a.m. I'm on site.
That's fantastic.
Love it. Excellent.
So normally this time of day, we like to do a segment where we talk about our lives, and we just had Valentine's Day weekend, which I didn't do nothing. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I had a date with myself. It was great.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet.
It was quiet, for sure. Yeah.
So we figured this show, again, because winter is just dragging on horribly. We're all miserable. We're all going to be miserable together. Yeah.
Let's do it.
So we thought, Seth, you're a musician. You brought your guitar in.
I did.
Ooh, very nice.
Pretty, isn't it?
Like that.
So we thought maybe we would write like an anti-love song, like maybe a breakup song, maybe a song like me, like you've hooked up with the wrong person this past weekend and you need to just end it. Like, shoot, now, right? Like, that's where I'm starting with.
That's what you're starting with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's like you kind of want like a Blink-182-esque song. That's kind of what I would get from that.
Yeah.
Something like, sorry. That's kind of Eminem. I think for Blink, we could do like, I think like that we could do something maybe up it.
Okay. I'm liking that. Like, I woke up on my futon.
Yep.
It's February 15th. Something like that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have taken that lady home. Cause now I got nothing left to eat. Cause she's eating all my breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm hiding out in my living room. I can't remember her name. Things will never be the same because she's eating all of my Fruit Loops. I think we nailed it.
That was the first take.
We don't even have to do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can go home now. That was perfect.
Yeah, okay.
So something like that.
Something like that. I like that. Yeah.
That's perfect.
I think if we can, lock down a. Maybe like a nice chorus, like da 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 da.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. So I don't know, something like that.
I like it. Okay, we'll start with that.
I like the eating my food, whatever you said there. I think like maybe something about like ordering Skip or Uber or something like that.
Oh, like Uber Eats? You order Uber Eats, then you tell her that you forgot your credit card somehow, even though you're at your own home.
Now you're out in the streets.
You get her out on the streets.
Yes.
Lock the door behind her.
Mm.
We call the song Lock the Door Behind Her.
It's terrible.
Lock the door behind her.
Yeah, lock the door behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be real. You gotta get real here.
I'm not giving you
that
a ride home.
That's fantastic, Jeff. I like that.
Well,
that was so good.
I sing from experience.
I think it's like a second verse we can like predate a little bit and like I met you at
whatever. Some context for the story.
The spot.
I shouldn't have gone to stage rage. I'm 40 years old and I don't like my age.
I like that. Okay, cool.
Say hello to the next Bubba Sparks right here.
Right on.
So what was the worst Valentine's Day that you ever had, Seth? Just off the top.
I have a girlfriend, but she just wasn't here for Valentine's Day this year, so that was a little tough, but we're celebrating like this weekend.
Yeah.
Or this week, so that's nice. But worst Valentine's Day, I was like in a relationship for a long time that I wasn't for like a few years there, so there was like two or three Valentine's Days where there was like nothing. And I remember the first one was kind of tough, but I think I just went to all you can eat sushi and just ate.
Yeah.
That's what you do, I think.
I don't know.
I do enjoy my own company a lot, so it's I don't know. It's kind of like it just was any other night. And I'm also like I was listening into the show last week, and I do agree with you, Jeff, how it is kind of more of like a. It's like a fake. It's a fake day. And obviously, like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm very happy, like, whatever. But it is, like,
it's a whatever.
It's a day.
Yeah.
Like, movies, there's, like, a couple Hallmark movies that made about it, but I don't know.
I feel like we don't make as big a deal of it as adults. Like, I didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being, like, a kid, like, on Valentine's Day, you get like the candy at school and you give out like cards to people.
Yeah.
And that was like the day to like profess your love to somebody.
Yeah.
No, there's probably a couple like declines back in the day, if I were to dig into the vault, where I would be like, that like grade four Valentine's Day like sucked. Like,
we have a couch you can lay on if you need to confess some things, get some stuff off your chest.
Maybe.
I feel the same though. Like my worst Valentine's Days are always when I was a kid, because I feel it's too important back then.
It is.
You know, you make a box of chocolates, you curate it, you bring it over to Suzanne's house, you knock on her door.
Name drop.
Like, yeah, I hope she's listening. Anyways, and then she, just says, oh, whatever, fine.
Okay.
Then you're just crushed inside.
Yeah. Aww.
But everything's more important when you're a kid, I guess.
Yeah.
I remember there was days when I was a kid where it'd be like, you'd get like the chocolate or the candy for the girl, and then you'd go to give it to her and somebody else like swoops in and does it first. And then you're just like, all right.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Or like, I remember when I was like a kid, it'd be like, I'd ask like, on Valentine's Day, like a girl to be like my girlfriend, and then like the next day, Valentine's Day was over. So I just, yeah, you're done.
Keeping it simple, yeah. Simone, any like terrible? I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot.
Any terrible like Valentine's Day stories from your childhood?
As a kid? Yeah. Well, I had a relationship, so I was in a relationship in kindergarten.
What?
There, and you know, the teachers were like, you know, you and like I think his name was Keode, right? Was there? You guys are always together, so they're like, why don't Simone and Keode get married? So I'm like, I was so excited for the marriage, right? So, you know, we had our marriage, and
well
it was
done.
Great. But then, you know,
what
a
happened?
few days, he started throwing blocks at
really?
My head, and I realized once I got a big block, the letter Q, like, at my head, I knew it was over.
Sounds like an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, it was a very toxic
That's fair.
Relationship there.
Once the blocks come out.
In kindergarten.
You were too good of a human being.
Yeah.
You don't deserve that.
Yeah. I was so looking forward, because the teachers were, like, egging it on, and they're like, Kyoto's going to have a top hat, and you're going to have, like, a dress. So I'm like, the top hat. I was so excited.
But, you know, the honeymoon phase didn't last.
Yeah.
And then you learned who the real Keode was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
How's he doing? Have you talked to him recently?
No, I don't know where he is.
No, you guys haven't met up with your attorneys?
No.
The divorce.
That's right. That would be adorable. Kindergarten divorce court.
Yeah.
Why didn't the teachers get on that one?
I know.
I don't know. There's still time.
I'm Judge Joe Brown or something.
Yeah. Right. You pay like, you know, alimony and, I don't know, jacks.
Yeah.
Do kids still play
Legos?
With
Legos? Maybe Legos.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Milk caps, yeah. What a morning of just depression.
Divorce has already been brought up.
More on that on our next break when we come back.
We can add it to your song.
Yeah, that's true.
Kindergarten
divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
That's the bridge.
There you go. Next break, we're going to talk about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, baby.
I remember.
We're going to drown our sorrows in some delicious Old Farm breakfast snacks.
It's so good.
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
I just had a pumpkin, was it pumpkin chocolate muffin? And it was so warm and it was unbelievably good. And this coffee it always gives me a nice kick. So
it's bang
gives
on.
It gives you a nice little push.
Absolutely.
Into the day.
Well, we're going to get ourselves a push into the tunes. We got an oldie but a goodie called Ooh Ooh, a.k.a. Ooh Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes.
understand.
This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Well, I'm better than dirt. Well, most kinds of dirt. I mean, not that
fancy store-bought dairy. That stuff's loaded with nutrients. I can't compete with that stuff.
Don't let it get me. Don't let it get me out. Don't let it get me out.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back, everybody.
We're so back.
We're back.
I'm better than ever.
You got it. My name's Jeffrey the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth.
Yeah. Seth W.J. Hunt.
Yes, sir.
The man.
The man.
Hanging out with us. Hanging out with us, with you, and the fabulous Koretz. That was the boy I love. We're just looking at how they're in sunny Egypt right now, dressed all in black with long pants.
As you do.
As you do.
As you should.
This is our Valentine's Day regret episode. We also just heard a classic from Sparks with Eaten by the Monster of Love.
Ooh.
We had a new one from the Sheepdogs with I Do, so it's not a totally depressing episode. And we opened it up with Millie and Ooh. Also known as...
Ooh.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a good time.
It is a great time.
We're having a ball.
Yeah. We haven't had Seth on in a while. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah. I'm glad to be back. It feels good. It feels comfortable. Yeah.
You are a musician. You play music.
Mm-hmm.
You're a minstrel, as they say.
Some would say.
Do you have any shows on the horizon that we should be aware of? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Nothing right now that's been announced. A couple things I'm working on, but... got a song coming out this Friday is kind of what I'm focusing on right now, and just trying to keep up with the video content and the whole shebang.
So, I had an idea to pitch for you.
What's that?
You said that after the show today, you have to drive up to 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 pick up your significant other at the airport.
Yep.
So when you get stranded on the way back, so when you're hanging out in the en route outside of, you know, I don't know, Oshawa.
Port Hope en route.
You could do a pop-up concert there, which would really anger a lot of people.
I think that would be a bad idea.
Yeah. But,
I feel like I'd be in an awful mood. I don't even know if this is a hot take or not. I hate en routes.
Oh, do you?
I think they're just like there's so many people in... like kids running around touching everything and just so many people in there in like a day, and I'm not like a germaphobe, but sometimes I walk in and I'm like, there's a lot of germs in here.
There's
people sleeping in there sometimes, and you're like, guys, like, what is happening? And yeah, so en routes are like not my forte, but I don't know,
I have to agree with you on that, and here's why. Because I feel like the en routes are like the gentrification of truck stops. They're like the metro of truck stops. Yeah. Everything's bright. Everything's well lit. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. I miss the old days where the truck stops look like the LCBO at Concession and Princess with like the weird brick circular windows. Everything was kind of dark and dingy.
Yeah.
And like you'd get like a random pinball machine in the corner. You remember, you ever truck stops when you were a kid?
No, I don't remember that.
I did frequent some truck stops.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, well, being like in a touring band.
Oh, of course.
It was like you stop, but with the on roads, it was like we learned, because we'd come back from a lot of our shows in Toronto and we'd be going from like 1 to 4 a.m. coming home.
Right.
Going into a bright en route at 2 in the morning is like, that'll wake you up more than, it's just, you can't see, and like the only other people in there are like truck drivers, or like if you see somebody that's like not a truck driver, you're like, what are you doing? Like, why are you not asleep?
Insomniacs. Local insomniacs.
Go for a little drive.
And hang out at the en route.
Oh, jeez.
So I agree. And then the food is like whatever. You know?
Oh, I went to the, and I'm, again, not trying to sound like an old man here, but I went into the convenience store. Or like the market or whatever they have there.
Yeah, market.
I got like a bottle of water. A little bag of chips and a pack of gum, and it was like $16.
Outrageous.
I was like, that's a knife in the heart.
Absolutely. Because they got you, because they know you can't go nowhere.
All the money I just made from playing, I dropped
and
it.
And speaking of a knife in the heart.
I was going to say, speaking of food, what do you segment?
No. I was thinking about your song.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay.
I just thought I was going to do a segue about Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's right.
You know our sponsor.
You know what's not at the on-ramp? Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
You can find them at on Berry Street.
Yeah.
It's the red building on the corner of...
Berry and Clergy. Yes, where all good things happen.
Right by the church and the school and the... Yeah,
absolutely. So we're doing, it's comfort food season at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm, fine foods.
Thank you.
So we've got shepherd's pie on the go. Chicken and leek pies are coming out of the kitchen this week.
Oh, very nice.
They're very good, very big. Feed a family for at least a night or two.
Cool.
And lasagna. We got lasagna on the go at the moment, too.
What's, what kind of, like, what's in the lasagna? Like, just meat? Well, do you put, like, veggies in it, or is it just...
Oh, we've got the veggie lasagna, which is, you know, your cheese, your layer of spinach and cottage cheese.
Okay.
You got, you know, a lot of stuff in there, zucchini, onion, tomato.
Yeah.
Then we do the mafia lasagna, which I think might be coming down the pipeline this week.
Yeah.
Where it's an extra layer of gabagoo. It's got salami. It's got an extra layer of cheese inside as well. It's got a lot of meat. It's like a chunky beef mushroom sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting hungry already.
No, that's insane. I'm a big lasagna enthusiast. So
are you?
Oh yeah, my family, a lot of them are Italian, so it's a lot of lasagna, pasta, ziti. So the spinach cottage cheese layer is like an essential in like all the ones that we have.
Mucho essential, yeah, absolutely.
So, no, that's good. I might have to try that out. I got lunch there from you, I want to say a couple months ago, like some pizza.
I think I got.
It was good. It was really good. Yeah, like a tomato basil type thing. And
absolutely.
It was delicious.
They make a fine pizza. If you get to Old Farm Monday to Friday for lunch, our cook, Erin, she makes these fantastic pizzas. I think they're the best in town.
It was very good. I got a cinnamon bun there.
Oh.
Or a roll, sorry. I don't know the proper way, but...
But the big one.
Yeah.
It's like the size of your face.
That's the one I got. Yeah, yeah. And it was like, it filled me for a morning. I was stuffed.
Those are good. Those are from the Wilton Wheat Kings.
Oh,
absolutely
really?
Delicious.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So get down to Old Farm and find some good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Now, speaking of a knife in the heart, Simone, we were writing a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were writing a song. So the first verse was about, I forget already, it was about...
I think it's like you wake up on the futon, you...
there's someone in your kitchen eating
someone in
your
the
food.
Kitchen, you're like, get out.
So what's going on now is it's a regret song. Valentine's Day's come and gone, and you've hooked up with someone you shouldn't have, and you just want them out of your place, and they're eating through your pantry, but they're getting very close to the section of the pantry that has the Old Farm fine foods in it. And you want them out before they get to the goods.
Okay.
They're eating your Fruit Loops, which is fine. Fruit Loops aren't cheap.
Right.
But you want to keep them away from the Old Farm.
When you get close to that leftover lasagna,
that's when things got to get out. Yeah.
All
so
right,
what so are we thinking?
Back to it.
Back to it. Chime in anytime you want, Simone.
Woke up in the morning. You were out of bed. And I saw you in the kitchen and
looking at my artisan bread.
Artisan bread, Old Farm fine foods
are not for you.
Oh, Old Farm foods.
Good.
They are not for you. Nice.
Time to get out of my apartment. Time to get onto the street. Gonna boot you out and lock the door, 'cause Old Farm is mine to eat.
Don't touch my food.
That's what I got.
That was good. That's another verse. I think like if we took the archive of this, we could piece together the first and the...
Yeah.
I think we can make it a hit.
Yeah.
We
nice
got a hit.
Nice little chorus there.
I know one store that would play it.
Yeah, yeah. Over and over and over again.
It's never ending.
Amazing. Never ending, like our show. So we've got another hour left.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to play a couple more tunes, and then after 9 o'clock, we're going to find some stuff that's going on in and around Kingston this weekend, and we'll write another verse of our new hit song.
It keeps going.
It'll never end. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth.
This is CFRC 101.9. Here's a new one from Strange Plants with Lay Your Mind.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Seen the time feel strange. Spaceman on a tour of the world. She sees I'm lost. So soft. Estimate, get your things. Replace the Mr. Robot Man. left. Pocket change for our old damn world. She looks so calm. I carry on. I'm burning up, toss and turn, sinking deeper in a shadowy pool. She holds my hand back on dry land. She says she knows.
I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, me. It really sucks. Me.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
If you just sit here and singing with the birds, been too distracted listening to their words. If you just wait here, maybe you'll hear them too. Might even come near, but they'll never trust in you as I shakenly do. Oh,
flying with the birds, finally forgetting all your
dum 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 do 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 dum 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 day ra yum dum 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 day ra yum dum 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 day ra yum dum 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 do 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 dum 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 day ra yum dum 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 day ra dum 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 day ra yum dum 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 do 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 dum 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 day. Dum dum day, yum dum, dum dum ba da da dum dum.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Hey, I'm Ben, drummer for Exogen, and this is CFRC 101.9 FM.